Time now for your letters. Last Saturday, we spoke with philosopher Alain de Botton about how Europeans and Americans have historically viewed the role of religion in politics and public life. In that conversation, I said that religious activism fueled the anti-slavery and civil rights movements in the U.S., prompting a number of you to remember those clergy who at times championed an opposing view. Martin Lewison of Jersey City wrote, "The social evils of slavery and segregation and discrimination also had their basis in religious activism. That religion corrected itself in these cases was lucky. I'll stick with science, where self-correction is systematic. Rationality is what we need in public life." Last week, we also reported on the Massachusetts Transit Authority's new Charlie card, an automated fare card for local train lines. The name Charlie was taken from the 1959 Kingston Trio song about a man stuck on the MTA because he didn't have the nickel exit fare. A Boston Globe story suggested many Bostonians are too young to remember the song, but Chitora Lundquist at the Pine Hill School in Sherburne, Massachusetts, says, "Our students know Charlie well, but they do wonder why his wife never handed him a nickel instead of the daily sandwich."
Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15, and through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever...
We welcome your comments, small change, and sandwiches at wesat@npr.org.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.